USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 11-day pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine can now be lifted. This coming after a CDC panel earlier said the benefits outweigh the risks after several women developed blood clots and three of them died.
That said, FDA will add more details to the healthcare provider and patient fact sheet, including information about the risk that events have occurred in a very small number of people who have received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
The FDA says the Johnson & Johnson vaccines can resume immediately. The CDC has also recommended that pregnant women are safe to get a COVID vaccine. They said a new study found no safety concerns with Moderna and Pfizer vaccines if given during the third trimester. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.